let's share some passages from the diary of our beloved Sister Faustina. It's on January 15, 1938. Today, when the sister about whom the Lord wanted me came to see me, I armed myself spiritually for battle, because this sister come to see her, not for good intention, just take out her thoughts and just accuse her. Although it cost me much, I did not depart one bit from what the Lord had commanded. But when an hour had gone by, and the sister made no move to go, I interiorly called upon Jesus to help. Sometimes the people is annoying. They stay, don't want to go away. And Faustina asked Jesus to help her, to send her, give her some help. We too, we can do the same thing. Then I heard a voice in my soul saying, "Do not fear. I'm watching you this very moment, and I'm helping you. In a moment, I will send you two sisters who are coming to visit you, and then you will find it easy to continue the conversation." So, you see, try to do something internally, dialogue with the Lord. And at that moment, two sisters entered, and then the conversation was much easier, even though it lasted for still another half an hour. Oh, how good it is to call on Jesus for help during a conversation. You see, even when we talk with people, share this with Jesus, kind of. Oh, how good it is during a moment of peace to beg for actual graces. I fear most of all this sort of confidential conversation. There is need of much divine light at times like this, in order to speak with profit, both for the other person's soul and for one's own as well. So whatever we talk should be spiritually beneficial for one another, but just not all these useless gossipings. This is not the way that we have to do with our words. God, however, comes to our aid, but we have to ask him for it. Let no one trust too much in his own self. It's very true. We have to ask many times. Although you can understand Sister Faustina is full of grace, I mean, actual grace. But still, she has to ask. We too, we have to ask. On January 17, 1938, today, since early in the morning, my soul has been in darkness. Always in this way, yeah? Always in darkness. I cannot ascend to Jesus, and I feel as though I have been forsaken by him. I will not turn to creatures for lights, because I know that they will not enlighten me if Jesus wills not to keep me in darkness. Sorry, I can read again. I will not turn to creatures for lights, because I know that they will not enlighten me if Jesus wills to keep me in darkness. That means if Jesus, the will of Jesus, you're in darkness, even you talk to many people for light, enlightenment, no use. We need Jesus. At times, we want to ask support from people as if some light from them. So I didn't say, no way, only Jesus can give the light. I submit myself to his holy will and suffer. Continue, go away. Follow his will and suffer. At times we say, when follow him, oh, we are at peace. At times, might be at peace, but not in light. Still in darkness. Still the struggle is becoming more and more desperate. You see, as if Jesus is not listening. During Vespers, I wanted to unite myself with the sisters through prayer. When I went, in my thoughts to the chapel, my spirit was plunged into even greater darkness. total discouragement came over me. Then I heard Satan's voice. See how contradictory everything is that Jesus gives to you. He tells you to found a covenant, and then he gives you darkness. He tells you to set about establishing this feast of mercy, while the whole world does not at all want such a feast. Why do you pray for this feast? It is so important. My soul remains silent, and by an act of will, continue to pray without entering into conversation with the spirit of darkness. Nevertheless, such an extraordinary disgust with life came over me, and I had to make a great act of will to consent to go on living. And again I heard the tempest words, ask for death for yourself. I think we have read last time. Do you remember? Did we read last time? No? You have any idea? No? Okay, we continue. I just choose by random. So if you have last time, means it's important. We have to hear again, to listen again. But for me, it seems I already, for last time, anyway, it works. I find very beneficial. And again, I heard the tempest, the devil word. Ask for death for yourself. Tomorrow after Holy Communion, God will hear you, for he has heard you so many times before and has given you what you are asked for. I remained silent, and by an act of will, I began to pray, or rather, submitted myself to God, asking him interiorly not to abandon me at this moment. It was already 11 o'clock at night, and there was silence all around. The sisters were all asleep in their cells, and my soul alone was struggling with great exertion. The tempter went on, why should you bother about other souls? You ought to be praying only for yourself. As for sinners, they will be converted without your prayers. I see that you are suffering very much at this moment. You understand the suffering of self-sinner is of the souls of the world. She shared the suffering of Jesus is for the other people. I'm going to give you a piece of advice on which your happiness will depend. Never speak about God's mercy, and in particular, do not encourage sinners to trust in God's mercy, because they deserve a just punishment. Another very important thing, do not tell your confessors, and especially this extraordinary confessor and priest in Vilnius, about what goes on in your soul. I know them, I know who they are, and so I want to put you on your guard against them. You see, to live as a good nun, it is sufficient to live like all others. Why expose yourself to so many difficulties? It's true, eh? When you do something for God, many hardships to overcome. Just to be with people, less affair, much easier. Is it true? When you want to be different and you... Well, you don't say you're not a Faustina. Everyone have to be another Faustina. If you, each one of us to be another Jesus. Is it true? Is it true? If you be another Jesus and then not another Faustina. Much more. I remain silent, and by an act of will, I dwell in God, although a moan escaped from my heart. Finally, the tempter went away, and I, exhausted, fell asleep immediately. In the morning, right after I received Holy Communion, I went immediately to my cell, and falling on my knees, I renewed my act of submission in all things to the will of God. So although she did not submit her thoughts to the devil, but she, disturbed the soul to ask special grace. She said, Jesus, I ask you, give me the strength for battle. Let be done to me according to your most holy will. My soul is enamored of your most holy will. Now, at that moment, I saw Jesus who said, I am pleased with what you are doing. And you can continue to be at peace if you always do the best you can in respect to this work of mercy. Be absolutely as frank as possible with your confessor. Satan gained nothing by tempting you because you did not enter into conversation with him.
Yeah.
Continue to act in this way. You gave me great glory today by fighting so faithfully. Let it be confirmed and engraved on your heart that I am always with you, even if you don't feel my presence at the time of battle. That's a problem. You know, by the time of turmoil, if Jesus is not present, it is we are alone. But Jesus said, no, I'm with you, but only you don't feel my presence. You don't feel. That's a problem. At times, we live on feeling. Oh, I feel so close to Jesus. At times, you don't feel anything. And you still come to the Blessed Sacrament. You know, it's extraordinary effort to come to Jesus when you don't have this feeling. At times, you don't want to talk to a person because you say, I feel like talking to her. But at times, we're invited by Jesus. Today, the love of God is transporting me into the other world. I'm all immersed in love. I love and I feel that I'm loved. And with full consciousness, I experience this. My soul is drowning in the Lord, realizing the great majesty of God and its own littleness. But through this knowledge, my happiness increases. This awareness is so vivid in the soul, so powerful, and at the same time, so sweet. You see, now she feels the feeling so well, so close to Jesus, so warm. It's funny, eh? Experiencing the divine journey. At times, you feel very holy, sacred. At times, you feel disaster, desperate. Now, one last phrase. Now, I have difficulty sleeping at night because my suffering won't allow it. I visit all the churches and the chapels, and if only for a brief moment, I make an act of adoration before the Blessed Sacrament. When I return to my chapel, I then pray for certain priests who proclaim the glory and glorify the Divine Mercy. I also pray for the intention of the Holy Father and obtain mercy for sinners. Such are my nights. So at times when you couldn't sleep, pray for the priest that you don't like or you like. Pray for the sisters you don't like or you like. Don't waste your time when you can't sleep. Don't just go to open your television and watch the whole night before you can sleep. Pray for our sinners. We need your prayer. Especially this year is the year for the priests. And I think the church gave all the a kind of, what you call it? A special prayer for priests, you get the indulgence. Yes. I don't know how he said, but you can find out. Yeah. So please pray for us. We are sinners. You are holy, you people. Holy people, because right. Okay. Now we say the chapter of Divine Mercy.